First Fruits, an Apostolic Perspective. Chapter 10, Partaking of Grace, Covenant of Salt. Giving financial gifts to one's spiritual father is a biblical way for you to access and thus be a partaker of the grace of God given to him or her to steward. This includes the giving of first fruits. The next chapter, Accessing Grace Through Financial Giving, deals more fully with the issue of grace relative to financial giving. Scripturally, first fruits given to one's spiritual oversight are part of an everlasting covenant of salt between God and his servants who represent him in fatherly leadership of people. Read the following passage carefully, in which God is addressing Aaron, the high priest, within the context of him receiving first fruits. Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, "Now behold, I myself have given you charge of my offerings, even all the holy gifts of the sons of Israel. I have given them to you as a portion and to your sons as a perpetual allotment. This shall be yours from the most holy gifts reserved from the fire, every offering of theirs, even every grain offering, every sin offering, every guilt offering, which they shall render to me, shall be most holy for you and for your sons. As the most holy gifts, you shall eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy to you. This also is yours, the offering of their gift, even all the wave offerings of the sons of Israel. I have given them to you and to your sons and daughters with you as a perpetual allotment. Every one of your household who is clean may eat it, all the best of the fresh oil, and all the best of the fresh wine, and of the grain, the first fruits of those which they give to the Lord. I have given them to you, the first ripe fruits of all that is in their land, which they bring to the Lord, shall be yours. Every one of your household who is clean may eat of it. Every devoted thing in Israel shall be yours. Every first issue of the womb of the flesh, whether man or animal, which they offer to the Lord, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man you shall surely redeem, and the firstborn of unclean animals you shall redeem. As to their redemption price, from a month old you shall redeem them by your valuation, 5 shekels in silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstborn of an ox, or the firstborn of a sheep, or the firstborn of a goat, you shall not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood on the altar, and shall offer up their fat in smoke as an offering by fire, for a soothing aroma to the Lord. Their meat shall be yours. It shall be yours like the breast of the wave offering, and like the right thigh. All the offerings of the holy gifts which the sons of Israel offer to the Lord, I have given to you and to your sons and to your daughters with you as a perpetual allotment. It is an everlasting covenant of salt before the Lord to you and to your descendants with you." Numbers chapter 18, verse 8 to 19. Note that all the offerings mentioned in this passage, including first fruits, are to be an everlasting, in brackets, unending, covenant of salt before God to all priests and their sons. Verse 19. Priests were in full-time employment in spiritual service to the people. This today would represent those who have committed themselves primarily to care for and minister spiritually to God's people. God made a covenant with the high priest and his family, who represented the spiritual leadership of Israel. And this eternal covenant would perpetuate to all whom God would raise up as fatherly leaders in the future, even through to our modern day. This covenant of salt is described within the context of Israel offering first fruits to the high priest. First fruits are given by the people to their spiritual leader, and God Himself describes it as an everlasting covenant of salt. Note the word "it" in verse 19 above. The word "it" refers to all the offerings mentioned in the passage, including first fruits. This may have several applications, one of which is presented here below. Firstly, the term covenant of salt largely indicates a perpetual ordinance. This figurative form of expression was founded on the conservative property of salt, which keeps meat from corruption, and hence it became an emblem of inviolability and permanence. It is a common phrase among the Oriental people who consider eating of salt a pledge of fidelity, binding them in a covenant of friendship. Thus, a covenant of salt came to be considered equivalent to an indissoluble covenant or inviolable contract. Implied is a strong and firm pledge of loyalty and subscription to all the biblical protocols and principles attendant with the relationship between the spiritual leader and those he leads. Secondly, salt symbolically alludes to God's grace. Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. In Oriental contexts, tradition has it, when two people get married, they would each bring their own bag of salt to the priest, who would empty both bags of salt into his own bag and shake it, thus mixing the two bags, fusing them into one, so that the salt of the man and the woman becomes so mixed that it would be impossible to separate the salt into the original bags. By equating the first fruits to a covenant of salt, I have paraphrased below what I believe God is saying to the high priest and thus to all spiritual leaders over God's flock today. My grace to lead and form my people fully into my image and to accomplish my purposes has been given to you to steward and impart to them. My people will recognize and highly regard my grace in you. This grace is designed for their development in my ways and character and progression in the execution of my will. They will then honor me, represented in you, by giving to me their first fruits, which I have sovereignly elected to be channeled to you. This is so because you are my representation as Father in their midst. My eternal covenant with my people to access and participate in my grace vested in you is a covenant of salt, a covenant inviolable and unbreakable. As they honor me through the giving of first fruits, my grace is imparted to them and becomes inseparably mixed into their lives, granting them my divine enablement and capacity to represent me exactly as my sons in their respective spheres of their vocation, and to be successful in all of my purposes attendant with their lives. When you give first fruits to your spiritual father, it becomes an expression of your committed relationship with him / her as a spiritual son. It is also emblematic of the fact that your spiritual father's grace and anointing is mixed into your life, thereby flavoring your life with that which God has richly endowed him / her. In this, there is participation, partnership, preservation, protection, privilege, pledge of commitment, etc. By giving first fruits, you become a partaker of the grace of God operative within your spiritual father. An aside. After Elisha received the double portion of the fathering grace from his spiritual father, Elijah, he cured the diseased waters of the city of Jericho. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. He did so by pouring salt at the spring, which was the source of the city's water supply. This emblematically highlights how grace, vested within an authentic apostolic prophetic type leaders, can bring healing or accuracy to the doctrine, in brackets, waters a city is exposed to, such that the spiritual well-being of everyone in the city will be secured. But it is not just grace that salt alludes to here, but the strong connection and joining to grace. This implies recognition and honoring of that grace. It is the grace of God resident and expressed through the doctrine of authentic spiritual leaders that is able to cure the contamination of cities and individuals. I have personally seen how my connection with my spiritual father, including expressions of honor through first fruits, is the salt that is able to arrest and destroy attempts of satanic contamination and dilution in my belief system. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38 to 44, the meal, in brackets doctrine, of Elisha was able to stop the effect of poison in a pot of stew prepared for 100 of his spiritual sons. In the same context, immediately afterward, a man came to present his first fruits to Elisha in the form of 20 loaves of barley bread with fresh ears of grain. Elisha gave the bread to his spiritual sons to eat along with the stew. First fruits were consumed simultaneously with food laced with the meal, in brackets doctrine, of Elisha, whose effect was to neutralize poison. Here we see the first fruits principle in the same context as persons connecting to the grace communicated through doctrine as having a preserving and protecting effect in our lives. In brackets, more on this in chapter 17. Reflect. The scriptures specifically highlight the giving of first fruits as equated to the covenant of salt in ancient times. This, amongst other things, implies an inseparable mixing into one's life of the grace of God vested in and stewarded by one's spiritual father. Is there evidence of grace that attends your spiritual father powerfully at work within your life? If so, in what respect?